Government today launching the 16 days of activism for no violence against women and children for 2020. The Interministerial Committee on Gender-Based Violence and Femicide hosting a media conference to launch the campaign. It certainly does sound a lot like a PR exercise when you read the statement that is released, but maybe you believe that it does work in raising the profile of gender-based violence. They also provided an update on progress made in implementing the National Strategic Plan, and this 16 Days campaign is a UN campaign. It takes place annually, and it starts tomorrow, which is the International Day of No Violence Against Women, and goes on to the 10th of December. Amongst the ministers speaking today was Police Minister Becky Cele.
Nobody qualifies us to protect them. They can, they're capable. Everybody give women the space to do their things to protect. Men must understand that women are not there for their pleasure. Women are there, are not half human beings. They don't have half human rights. They're full-fledged human beings and their full rights. Men, turn away and allow women to grow. Give them the space, they'll run. Thank you very much.
Police Minister Becky Cele speaking there this morning at the launch of the 16 Days of Activism. Let's speak now to Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, who was watching that for us. Thando, what was said this morning at the launch?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Well, government is basically looking, at women empowerment in one of the ways in which to deal with the scourge of women abuse in the country. The minister and the presidency for women, Minister Maite Nkwana Mashabane, in fact, believes that equipping women economically will, empower them to leave abusive relationships. Government has made a commitment to earmark about 40% for preferential procurement for women-led businesses nationally. A woman will be helped, Mandy, with funding, marketing, and even securing land, etc., in order to help them, to do well in their businesses. And also they spoke about creating safe workspaces for women so that they don't feel, they feel safe, and so that they are also not underpaid at work. We see that men are always overpaid more than women. Women are underpaid in workspaces, which makes them more vulnerable to staying in relationships which are abusive. And government is looking at also the training of taxi owners and drivers to ensure that they don't perpetuate women abuse, as many women use public transport to get to their work. And in most cases, they don't feel safe. Some even get abused in taxis. So they're embarking on also a campaign to train these taxi owners and taxi drivers in how they can play a role in safeguarding women in the country. Minister Cele, you just played his clip, who also spoke about the part that the police will play. And they, in fact, play an important role in all of this, Mandy, in ensuring that cases are reported, and most importantly, to ensure victims are given a safe space to report their cases. There's been stories of women going to police stations and they don't feel safe, and others are even more victimized at police stations. Mm. So he also announced, Mandy, during this press briefing, that the police have also established what they call a specialized desk that will deal with cases of GBV, and specifically, specially trained people will be working in this department. And the minister says more women will be trained, because you find that women feel more at ease to speak to another woman about what has happened, and they don't want to speak to another man. So that is the direction where the police minister says they will be helping at this campaign. We also had Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu, who also spoke on the support and protection side of this campaign, and she said basically that 200 psychosocial workers have been appointed to specifically assist women who have been victims of gender-based violence. They're also looking at buildings which would be identified. They will be used as safe spaces for women where they will be equipped and supported women who have been victims of gender-based violence.
Tando Kubeka, EWN reporter, she's been listening to the launch of that 16 Days of Activism for No Violence Against Women and Children for 2020. Tando, thank you so much for that report. So she mentioned there the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu. I was watching last night. Lindiwe Zulu was on Newsroom Africa with Kathy Mokrakana. And I listened to her explain her definition of this word filicide. And filicide, of course, is if a mother murders her children. But Lindiwe Zulu was trying to explain the definition of filicide. Have a listen.
Filicide, and today I learned a new word called filicide. So it's the killing of women, the killing of girls. It's got a name. I didn't know that it's got a name. So before we even get to the point of who is being funded and who is not being funded, let us start with the challenge and the problem itself, that there's a societal problem facing us that is of gender-based violence and femicide. There is something that we need to do collectively as a community, as a nation. And so before we even get to what government is doing in terms of the shelters that we are talking about, let us make the call to our communities, to our families, to everybody to say, don't close your ears and your eyes when you see it happening. Don't allow it even in your own home when it starts with a small little thing and then it grows to something big.
That's the Minister of Social Development, Lindiwe Zulu. She was speaking last night on Newsroom Africa. I don't know. I just get the sense that they don't have a really proper understanding of what these issues are. And I'm pretty skeptical about the 16 days of activism. I always think it's more of a talk shop. It's platitudes. It's semantics, a PR exercise. But you may disagree with me. Let me know what you think. Maybe it raises the profile of gender-based violence, which is an enormous issue in South Africa. I just don't know if this 16 days of activism and what these ministers are saying it is really grappling with the real issues that women are facing in the country. Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702.